This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Afternoon. Thanks for being here as we cover a lot of different things around the Umpqua Valley, working on some interesting future programs. And today, we want to talk about the YMCA of Central Douglas County. Stephen Stanfield, the CEO, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Kyle.
So, one thing we want to hit on is your annual campaign is underway. Talk about what that's all about, how it works.
Yeah, thanks for having me. So our annual support campaign, it's our annual fundraising campaign to provide financial assistance and program support for the YMCA to make sure that our programs and services remain affordable and accessible for our community. So this year, it's Your Why, Your Legacy, and we're having a lot of fun with it this year because it is an integration of the over 75 years that the YMCA of Douglas County has been here in Douglas County serving the community. And the YMCA of the USA is about to celebrate 175 years here in the United States.
175?
Yes, absolutely. Super exciting.
Wow. Now, for the local campaign, is there a particular goal that you set?
Yes, we are trying to raise $100,000. And again, that goes to financial assistance and program support to make sure that kids, families can access our programs and services and they remain affordable.
So why is it important to do that and to put a lot of emphasis on, you know, making this kind of impact?
Well, the YMCA is a 501c3 charitable organization. And so making sure that the access to the YMCA remains affordable is really important, and it's part of our community service, our mission to support the community. So when the community supports the Y, all of those dollars go to supporting individuals and families in the community so they can access and benefit the programs and services that we provide.
So talk about, just to give people kind of a picture, along with helping folks with all of the assistance you mentioned, about some of the things that last year's campaign allowed you to do.
So last year was an exciting time. We were actually able to use some of those dollars or the generous donations from the community, along with some foundation support, to remodel some of the facility, which is really exciting because as an aging facility, we want to make sure that we keep it up and keep it clean and updated and make sure that we're providing the best environment we can for the individuals and families and kids that come to the YMCA. So we got to remodel our weight room. So it was very aged and dated and needed some upgrades. So we were able to use those funds last year. But this year, our funds go to supporting dollar for dollar those in need of financial assistance.
Well, and along with the weight room, which really does look a lot different. I mean, you added whole bunch of new machines too.
Yes, it was really exciting. We got a new floor, a new kind of interior look and vibe and feel, just very updated. And yes, new machines that were over 20 years old, so they were, you know, past their useful life and really needed to be updated. We also were fortunate enough to get some new cardio equipment. And the great thing is all of our strength equipment and our cardio equipment, we were able to donate to UCC to outfit their fitness area.
Yeah, I'm still trying to figure out some of the new cardio equipment. You know, you get used to using a machine for a few years, and now it's like, okay, what button am I hitting here?
Absolutely. We as intuitive as they are, sometimes you still got to learn new things.
Well, and they, you know, they've evolved. I'll tell you, though, and I know it probably varies throughout the time of day. I can only really be in there late afternoon. You guys are just packed in there.
Oh, we're slammed. I mean, it is, and there's the times that we have our ebb and flows of times, but you know, we have over 8,000 members, which is just amazing. And we have about 22,000 visits per month in the facility, and you know, really busy in the mornings, in the evenings, and you know, just kind of ebb and flows throughout the day. So yeah, sometimes it's busy, but there's also a lot of times where you can, you know, there's no lines to get on cars. cardio equipment and stuff like that.
I was running an errand the other morning before we had the morning news here and headed to go over that direction, and it was just barely after 5 o'clock, and the parking lot, wow.
Oh, yeah. I mean, with all of the programs and, you know, we've got going on, from swim lessons to basketball to, you know, indoor soccer, and, you know, we're licensed childcare for up to 60 kids. So, yeah, we have so much going on, and we welcome the community to come in, join the YMCA, take a tour, take a look at what we've done to improve the facility, keep it up to date. Keep it clean and fun and active and dynamic for our families.
So for this campaign, how do people contribute? What are the kind of the options there?
Oh, really easy. You know, you can go online to our website, ymcaofdouglascounty.org, and there's a donate button there. I highly encourage coming into the Y and checking out the actual facility, take a little tour. We've put up some really cool visuals that integrate our history with what we've got going on now. So you can see some of the older pictures of when the YMCA looked much different than it does now. And, you know, just ask some questions about it. We can share some stories, because the YMCA has had such a dynamic history here in Douglas County, and of course around the world.
You know, I was in there probably Saturday a week ago, so 7-8 days ago, just as a lot of that was going up, and I walked around. I'm sure there's a few more things that have been put up since then, and I didn't spot anybody I recognized from the past. But I could definitely tell some look at pictures and go, okay, that was the 70s.
Yes.
Or that was the 80s.
Yeah, they kind of date themselves.
Some of the people's clothing and hair, it's like, wait a minute, we do not dress like that or do hair like that now.
Yeah, no, and it's just amazing to see those pictures, because since 1948, that's when we were founded in Douglas County as the Roseburg YMCA. Our original operating location was actually the old armory. So I think the UCC Riverhawks occupy that. That's the building right across the street from the post office. So we operated out of the old armory for a little bit. I'm not exactly sure how much time. And then we built our current location back in 1960, and that's been through some evolution as well. You know, adding the racquetball courts, adding the south pool, adding you know, the whole east wing in 1997, which was a generous donation from Kenneth Ford to build the Kenneth Ford YMCA Center. So that big expansion was amazing as well.
Wow. And now you've been there, this is your second time there, but you've been there with the Y how long?
I'm in my fourth year as the CEO, and it just continues to get more and more exciting each and every year that I'm there, with what we're doing, the amazing staff and volunteers that we have, and the programs that we're running for so many of our families in the community. And we've been doing it for so long, you know, for over 75 years. And the Y has shown up in the community in so many different ways, not just here in Douglas County, but around the world. You know, we were established in 1844, and we started as a support network. The Young Men's Christian Association started as a support network for immigrants moving to London so they could have a place to kind of improve the their position mentally, physically, and spiritually as a support network. And then in 1851, we expanded. That was the first YMCA in the United States, in Boston, Massachusetts. And that's when we started expanding, you know, our community focus. When immigrants would come off the steamships in, you know, in those days in the 1800s, some of them would get a card and it would send them right to the YMCA, because the YMCA was teaching English lessons. So, and there's so many stories of how the YMCA has shown up for the community, the world, during wartime, during pandemics, during all the hard times, the YMCA has been there.
All right, we're going to talk more in a moment. Stephen Stanfield from the YMCA, the interview, a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1245 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1247, Lars Larson coming up at 1 o'clock tomorrow, a special Veterans Day program. We're going to talk to a couple of Douglas County veterans unique stories from them. That'll be on tomorrow's Inside Douglas County, right as the parade is to wrap it up. Stephen Stanfield of YMCA of Douglas County, the CEO, talking about their campaign, but also the history of the Y, both internationally, really, and locally as well. You mentioned starting out at what's now the UCC space across from the post office was the Flagel Center back in the day. Time there. Where are some of the other places that the Y operated around Roseburg?
Well, we did have a second branch down in Canyonville for quite some time. Unfortunately, that closed during COVID. We did actually just expand our after-school program down to South County. So we opened up a after-school program at Tri-City Elementary in partnership with South Umpqua School District. So we're actually serving 40 kids from Canyonville, Myrtle Creek, and Tri-City Elementary 5 days a week. Yeah, so that was a really excited expansion with partnerships with Umpqua Health Alliance in terms of being able to provide financial assistance to those families. And so that just started in September, and the program is going absolutely wonderfully.
When the building was, your Stewart Parkway building was built, what year was that?
It was built in 1960. First day opening or unveiling was January 27th, 1961.
And there was not a lot on that side of town back then. I mean, a lot of Hillcrest really started in the mid-60s and went from there. And at that point, I'm told by older folks that, I mean, that was like you were on the edge of town.
Yeah, that's what I've heard as well. I've seen a couple of pictures that just show just the expanse of nothingness. The Stewart Park Bridge wasn't there. Like you were saying, it didn't get built until about 1980.
Right.
And so, you know, there's been a long history of the YMCA kind of being out on the outskirts. And now we're so centrally located with Hillcrest and, you know, the whole Stewart Parkway corridor. It's just amazing the evolution, the changes, and the progression from in Roseburg, and how the YMCA has kind of sat in the middle of it for over 75 years.
And periodically, you know, when you work out there, there are people that come in that I already, know from in town. There are other people that a lot of folks, you end up there at the same time of day because that's just the way your schedule works. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you're talking to people. Most people are pretty focused on whatever their workout is. But some of the folks that live nearby, I mean, just to be able to walk over there from, you know, part of Hillcrest or whatever, just adds to a little bit more fitness.
Oh, absolutely. I'm kind of jealous. I don't live in Hillcrest in that area, so I don't get to walk to the Y, but you know, we're just in such a great location. And again, over the years, I mean, we used to run swim lessons. It's something that the YMCA has been committed to for so long. And in fact, in 1909, the Y introduced public swimming pools and swim lessons in 1909. So we were the first organization to provide group swim lessons in Detroit, Michigan. And since then, we've expanded and we're the largest provider of swim lessons to kids. We serve over 1 million kids in swim lessons each year. And for our YMCA, we serve about 2,200 kids per year in swim lessons with our commitment to water safety. And we used to do swim lessons over in the old outdoor pool down by kind of the Rose Elementary School area. So we've got some pictures in the YMCA showing the kids in swim lessons at that time.
Yeah, you have to be fairly old to remember that, I'm told. The first time I lived here, my father would swim fairly often over there. And I know I went over there periodically, and I just barely remember it. And we won't talk about what year that allegedly was.
Yeah.
But and your pool, I mean, gets used for so many things right now.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, from, you know, lap swimming to water exercise classes, of course, family swim times, swim teams. We have our own Roseburg Y swim team. And then we also work with the high school to support their swim team. So the pools are constantly going. I mean, they're just rocking and rolling all the time from a therapeutic standpoint, to an athletic standpoint, and just a recreational, fun, fantastic place to go with your family.
One of the things I notice is really the diversity in ages there of people that you see at the Y. I mean, it's not just folks that are older and have more time, or it's not just people with young kids. It's really everybody.
Yes. I mean, from the entire spectrum, from the youngest of the young, the newborns, the babies who are being taught to be safe around water, from our swim instructor, Peggy Konzak, who has been teaching there for 56 years, who's 104 years old, to the, you know, to Peggy, who swims laps in the lap pool, who's 104 years old. So, I mean, we have the entire spectrum of youth development, healthy living, you know, and then, of course, our social responsibility of making sure that our programs and services are accessible. And that's the whole reason why we have these annual support campaigns, so the community can help support and we can give back.
Do you feel like there are more people paying attention to fitness these days?
I sure hope so. Yes, I sure do. And, you know, because there's so much information on the internet. There's so much, you know, it's so accessible now to where people can really see and understand the benefits of exercise and really balancing out. That's the whole reason, the red triangle, healthy spirit, mind, and body, right? And so the YMCA has been intentional about this for, you know, over 175 years globally.
Wow. So for the local Y, do you look up the road and think about other things you want to tackle?
Always. I mean, we're always looking at to see how we can serve the community better, whether that be, you know, it could be new programs and services. You know, we've had our first competitive basketball clinic. You know, we usually focus on skills and drills, but we have an AS1 YMCA basketball clinic that we held in the summer. It is extremely popular. We're going to run that again from December 29th through the 31st. That's ages 7 to 17. So we had a fantastic coach that came in. So we're continuously looking at how we can better serve. And sometimes that means, you know, new facilities or expanded facilities. And it also means, you know, different ways we can provide for the community.
And you even added, and it was kind of unique. It seems like it's probably one of these things that it's amazing somebody didn't think of earlier, but of having kind of a partial outdoor area.
Oh, yes. The courtyard, the indoor outdoor activity center, we opened that up in 24. It's a completely covered turfed area, but we have, you know, from ping pong and cornhole to weightlifting equipment to just recreational. So it's a really dynamic area. It's about 3,000 square feet. We were so excited to be able to do that. And that was from support from the community. So we received a couple of grants from the Whipple Foundation and from the MJ Murdoch Foundation as well that helped support that whole project.
And you've got a board of directors. You're a nonprofit. What do they do?
Oh, the board of directors, they're a volunteer board. They help with making sure that our policies are in place, our fiduciary responsibilities are met, and we're continuously looking at our mission focus and making sure that the Y is focused on serving the community to its greatest capacity.
And how many people do you have working there?
So we have about 185 employees, mostly part-time. That's from swim instructors to land fitness instructors to lifeguards to childcare folks to all the way to our membership and facilities directors and, you know, and myself.
Well, and looking at some of the posters sometimes of the different classes that are available, I mean, it's really, I've seen a number of times, I've been surprised, but who's, you know, teaching certain classes? You really reach out to a lot of parts of the community.
Oh, absolutely. You know, again, we want to serve the spectrum of our community from the youngest, the kids to our seniors who need to remain active and fit. And so we supply those classes and we have amazing instructors who welcome people in who've never taken a class and really adapt the class for newcomers and, you know, just create that environment for people to thrive together. You know, and that's what the Y has been about for so long is creating a community for people to connect. It hasn't been focused on the individual things. It's been on those group things. Because believe it or not, you know, this a little sport called basketball that was invented at the YMCA by James Naismith in 1891. So second to only soccer, the most popular sport in the world, it was invented at the YMCA. He was a program director and he was asked to create a program during the winter for the community and he hung peach baskets up on the second story of a running track and they threw a ball into the basket and they climbed up on a ladder and got the ball out. And so we just celebrated his birthday. James Naismith was November 6th. It's National Basketball Day, but he was a YMCA program director. And so, you know, we have that mark in our history. So we, you know, basketball was invented at the YMCA. I mentioned group swim lessons, but racquetball, volleyball, the YMCA actually coined the term bodybuilding in 1900. So we've kind of pioneered that culture of physical fitness for all.
And if people want to help out with this campaign, real quick, how do they do that again?
So again, you can go to our website, ymcaofdouglascounty.org. You can come into the Y and make a personal donation. Whatever is meaningful to you, every dollar counts. So cash, check, estate planning, you name it, we accept it, and we love the community support, so thank you very much.
Stephen Stanfield from the YMCA, it is 1258.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.